Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, baby heart.
Look at us go hydrating.
Hydrating.
Hydrating. This is my third big ass water of the day.
Well,
can
you know,
believe?
I only listen to two sources, and one is
like in general or news source or what?
Yeah, one is Tyler and Corey's Psychobabble, and the other is John and Hank, Dear Hank and John podcast, and they say, or they meaning John and Hank, have talked recently about hydration on their podcast.
Oh wow!
And about how people are like, do I need to drink 8 gallons of water a day or whatever
it's
the thing
not
is?
8 gallons.
Well, that's how it
it's
feels.
8 glasses.
Right, but that's how it feels like when people talk about how you need to hydrate, and that's apparently, according to them, not true.
Yeah,
This is hydrating. Liquids hydrate you.
In general, I know. I feel like coffee gets a bad rap for dehydrating you. However, you know, I think booze actually does dehydrate you.
I will believe that 100%. But to hear that coffee doesn't, you
dehydrate
the way that like the mythology in my brain thinks that it turns me from a grape into a raisin.
And also there's water in grapes.
Yeah.
There's water in your food.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't come for us, big water, and tell us we need 8 of you. But I do actually feel better when I drink some because sometimes literally Grace.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will get to the end of the day and go, I had 4 sips of water because I will just coffee until I start drinking alcohol. And then when I drink alcohol, water is dead to me.
Yeah, exactly.
After the first sip,
blinders on.
Water is dead to me.
But John and Hank make a great point that your body will tell you
when you're thirsty.
In so many ways when you're thirsty, i.e. I will wake up in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
And like a phantom, drink a glass of water like I'm being asked to chug it as quick as possible.
I will say, I think I drink more water from the hours of 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. than I do the entire other 24 hours
yeah,
of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, chug it.
Yeah.
Take it down. Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
My eyeball? Yeah. I can feel it because
My eyeball.
I can feel it because, the camera, if you're watching this on YouTube, is focused on the right side of my face.
And
which
currently,
is,
the right side is the wrong side to focus on.
And the right side of my face is freaking the fuck out
okay,
right
yeah,
now.
Okay, yeah, tell everyone what happened.
Well, what happened is I woke up this morning and I went to the bathroom and I started to wash my face and then I screamed in the mirror at myself because I broke a blood vessel in my eye and I haven't done that before.
Yeah,
and
this is, I've never have either. So when I see this,
yeah,
because basically for y'all who can't see it, it looks like you have like a Girl Talk board game zit sticker on the white of your eye.
Yeah.
Or like a droplet of blood just like landed in your eyeball.
And it's slowly like coming down. Like the problem and the great thing about it is that.
Oh, there's a great thing. I'm so happy.
Is that it does hide under my eyelid. Like
yes.
Fairly decently for the most part. But when it sneaks out, it comes out of nowhere.
When it sneaks out, it looks like you got in a really violent fight.
I know. And I can't look at myself because it scares me, let alone like knowing that like I'm scaring other people. And I like went to therapy this morning. I could feel just the
oh no, did you cry and you were scared like your whole eye was gonna be red?
That I was just gonna be like tears
who's
everywhere.
Who's a character who just has like one red eye? Is it Terminator?
Yeah, sure.
I think he does.
Yeah. Or anyone that has pink eye all the time.
Yeah.
So it's been a really cool thing that happened this morning that I also forget about because I don't feel it. Doesn't feel like anything.
Well, that's the good thing because
it's a good thing and the strange thing.
So far. And yeah, look, dude.
To catch my own reflection.
Terminator has one red eye. This is you right now.
That is me. That is me. Trust me. I woke up this morning and I went to the bathroom and I got so scared and I came back to bed and I told Elliot, so my eye is bleeding inside of itself. And he freaked out for a second and then saw it, which is like, okay.
It sounds like an emo lyric. My eye is bleeding inside of itself and I hate you and love you.
Yeah, Sum 41 is all over it. But he Googled like, yeah, there's nothing you can
what
do.
What do you do?
It'll take it's a pop blood vessel. So my, I went to bed without this. I woke up with this.
What were you dreaming about?
To be honest.
Oh my God. Was it horny?
Bugs.
Bunny?
Bugs. Yeah, bugs.
You're horny for Bugs Bunny?
I clenched so hard.
Oh my God.
Because Elliot looked up. He's like,
Don't touch it. You keep touching it.
It's either from sneezing, coughing, pressure. Or pooping, which I
did
can say.
Did you poop in your pants last night when you were dreaming about bugs?
That's
what
I said.
Bugs?
That's the only one I know I didn't do last night.
Dude, how terrible. But, now I know, if you were on a date with someone and they were like, please excuse me, I must go to the restroom. Yeah. And they came back with a burst of blood vessel. Yeah. You'd be like, shitting?
It's from any pressure of if you're working out really hard and all of the stress is in your head, or if you're crying, or if you're anything that's sneezing really hard can burst blood vessels in your eyes, as far as the internet has informed me.
Do they say anything? Oh, sorry.
No, I think I was either coughing because we have this fan that we keep on for white noise during the night that I think might have dried out my whole
face.
You
gotta get a white noise machine.
We just have
the machine.
I know, I have the machine, but we've always had this fan and now I'm kind of tied to this fan noise versus the white noise machine.
You. When I was my sister to this day, 40 years old, she has to have a small fan in the room.
Yeah.
And when we were little, she shared the fan. It doesn't matter how fucking cold it is. It has to be a fan. It cannot be a noise machine.
Right.
What's so funny is when we were in Mexico.
Yeah.
Chip has now become, I wouldn't say addicted to the noise machine, but he likes
no,
a lot.
No, I am,
to
for
cancel,
sure.
Yeah, to cancel out, whatever's happening and whatever hotel he's staying in. But we were, drunk and about to go to sleep. And I was we were both oh, no. We've gotten used to the noise machine.
Uh-huh.
And so I was download an app. So he downloaded an app. But it truly was, the first 10 he tried were I was Jesus
but
Christ,
wait, what's
man,
the
who
noise?
Goes to sleep to that?
What's the noise he's looking for? A fan or just a gentle hum or something?
It's a hum or a fan. But people who go to sleep to rainforest noises are psychos.
I know. I go to sleep with a fan noise. We had the same thing the first night in Mexico. It was too peaceful the first night.
It was too quiet.
It was too quiet. It was the same feeling I had when I first moved to Los Angeles from New York.
Yes.
That I was it's too quiet.
That's how I
feel
am when
unsafe.
I go home to North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm this is murder. No, this
exactly.
is murder silence.
Exactly. That I will hear every crick or creak of anything that makes any cricket that's on a leaf. I will hear and go, that's a human coming to murder me.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I just need the gentle erased hum noise that wipes out everything else. And so that we were joking the first night in Mexico that fuck this gentle ocean breeze. We have
who
to put
that. I don't understand. Well,
it's
I don't understand
insane,
people
though.
Who want things that sound like water in a scenario where you could urinate in your sleep. But also rainforest noises. I'm sorry, unless you were you lived in the rainforest or something like that. I don't want to be
gentle drips. I
can't
drift
off to sleep in an environment I'm not comfortable in. Have you ever been in the rainforest? It's fucking terrifying. There's leaf cutter ants and untrustworthy monkeys.
Wait, the first thing that is the problem with the rainforest is leaf cutter ants. are those and why are they the first things that come to mind?
I don't know. Look,
I've never heard leaf cutter ants before. I'm looking them up right now.
I got stuck in the jungle for a couple hours.
Okay.
They're not even that bad. They just kind of carry leaves.
They chew leaves. They're one of 47 species of leaf-chewing ants. Okay, so I get it. Because Elliot hates to hear a goose licking her own paws or licking a bone or anything. That kind of sloppy gumming kind of noise.
Yes, no, because Beans will go off on her own privates and it sounds like she's gargling. And I'll be like, Jesus, man.
That's, yeah, that's the whole thing. This is just like Goose has a bone that she's licking, oh, like, okay, the, yeah, patina off of. But anyway, I'm glad that leaf cutter ants are the first thing that come to mind in the rainforest.
I think I told you I was in the rainforest and it got a little dicey.
Uh-huh.
Because I went with a bunch of girlfriends. It was for a friend's 40th birthday. Okay. And she got this house in the jungle in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I think I told you this, but it was like out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Like truly, we had to drive a rental car down a road that was so insane. I remember I was the only one who was like brave enough to drive it. And it was we were 2 hours from the nearest store. And I remember we stopped at the store and we got booze and people were like, that'll be enough. And I was like, guys, I'm telling you, it's not enough. I am telling you,
coming back here.
I'm not getting back on this road. They drank all the booze in one night. It was supposed to be for 5 nights. I was like, you fucking amateurs. But anyway, we horseback rode and it was through the jungle and it was up this like beautiful. It was supposed to like you go up to the hill and then that's where like the horse farm is. But then they take you back down.
Okay.
Right. It was so muddy because it was in the fucking rainforest that we're on top of horses and they're like slipping.
The horses are slipping
in like the mud that was coming up to their knee. And it's like, you know, sliding on like wet rocks. And it was like very dicey, but also I felt really bad for the horses.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah.
So and it was like 3 miles up the hill. Right. And so we get up there. It's where the horses live. But like for some reason, it's just like that's the destination. And we turn around and we see the view and come back. And I looked at the 8 girls I was with and I was like, I'm not going to make that horse go back down.
No, of course
and
not.
And I was like, I'm going to walk back down. But it's like knee deep mud in the true fucking rainforest. And it was like an hour from sunset.
What was the purpose of this? To have like a beautiful horse ride?
Yeah, it was a sunset horse ride through the jungle.
Gotcha.
It was like truly mud wrestling on a horse. And I was like, I feel too bad for the horses. And also like, if we were slipping going up, I'm not trying to fall into a pool of mud with a horse on top of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we walked through the jungle like when the sun, like truly the guys, when I was like, I'm not getting back on the horse. I don't think so. He was like, are you serious? He was like, you're going to walk through the jungle, through the muddy jungle when the sun's about to set. And I was like, is that a bad idea? He was like, no one's ever like done that on this tour for like years. And I was like, I gotta do it, guys. I feel too bad for these horses.
Wait, so you were the only one that's ever done this?
No, so everyone got off and we were truly, it was like the scene in fucking Never Ending Story where people are like pulling each other out of the quicksand. Like you would be walking and then be like, gah! And then like half a leg is in a mud pit.
But so the
it was bonding.
I mean, it sounds like you guys created an experience that like brought you closer together, but
I've never spoken to them again.
You're like, I can't believe I got out of the entire thing. They really were like, it's fine to go down with the horse on top of the horses all the way down.
That's what they expected us to do. That was the part of the tour. And I was just like, no, we're going to die if we do that. But he was like, you might die without it. But so anyway, I saw leaf cutter ants. And
and that was the moment.
That's the very long-winded story to tell you. When I said rainforest, I thought they got leaf cutter ants.
Okay.
And monkeys.
And they have a...
I had a machete. I just bought one at a hardware store. So I was okay.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Oh, speaking of machetes.
Yes. Go on. I'd like to hear anything associated with machetes.
Are we the only two people who haven't been cast in Knives Out 2?
You tell me. I don't know anyone who's been cast out in Knives Out 2.
Then you don't get this cultural reference. They've been cast, like the cast for Knives Out 2, I feel like they make an announcement every 4 minutes and the cast is going to be 90 people big.
Okay. Who are the ones that you are most surprised by?
I don't know. I just keep seeing ones. I thought you might have heard about it. We don't have to get into it further. Anyway, casting directors of Knives Out 2, if you listen to our podcast, I would love to be a part of it.
Okay, then I'll give you a headline and you tell me if this affects you at all. And I don't know anything other than the headline of this. Okay. Right? Jill Duggar defends feeding her dog unused breast milk from her freezer.
I've seen that. I refuse to talk about the Duggars.
Got it.
In any capacity.
That's all I need to know.
Okay, great.
I also have nothing to say about them.
Okay, good. Okay, let's...
We've all been there, y'all. You're standing in the wine aisle. You're about to go to your friends. You said you'd bring the wine, and then you're like, what the hell am I supposed to choose? Do I do a old world Italian red or a California red or maybe a one from Oregon, or does it need to be organic, or maybe just one with a really nice label? They won't even really open it tonight. It is overwhelming, okay? I've been there. Sometimes it's like a book by its cover thing, or what varietal. And look, I am a wine drinker, not a wine thinker. Well, thankfully, for First Leaf, a better way to discover wine at a fraction of the price is right around the corner, okay? First Leaf is a fully customizable wine club that sends curated boxes of wine that are perfect for you. And they have more award-winning wine than anyone else. And there's no guesswork, no misguided recommendations from an employee who doesn't know what you like, okay? First Leaf knows what you like because they ask you what you like. They get feedback well, what you like. They've got an algorithm, you guys. They send you wine, and then you're going to send them back feedback, rating the wine, and showing them what you want in the future and what you might not like. Trust me, they have made tweaks for me that has improved my delivery every single time. Plus, they work directly with the world's best winemakers, so you not only find the best wines available, but the savings get passed on to you, saving you up to 60% off retail. I am so excited because now the weather is warm, and you know, I've been a red wine drinker forever, but I'm dipping my toe back into white wines because it's nice and hot outside. So let's see what First Leaf brings my way to have me fall in love with the white fino again. If you want to save time, money, and stress with First Leaf, the wine club designed with you in mind, join today and you're gonna get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Oh my God, I just created a dinner party for you, baby. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/TMGW and that's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Tryfirstleaf.com/TMGW.
Sometimes it rains when you don't want it to. Sometimes coffee affects your bowels in a way that you don't want it to. Sometimes gas is more expensive than you want it to be. Sometimes life stinks, but the good news is that you don't have to, because Native has your back. Yes, Native cares about the products that you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference. You probably already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but have you tried their body wash toothpaste or their brand new mineral-based sunscreen? Yes, Native now has a broad spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and your body. It's lightweight, it absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or coconut and pineapple. Native's on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care in self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and that smell great. You can get their deodorant and body wash in amazing scents like coconut and vanilla, citrus and herbal musk, which is what I have and I love very, very much, lavender and rose, and more. You can even build your own personalized product bundles. You can mix and match 3 of your favorite scents and keep them on rotation so you have something for every occasion. Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/TMGW20 or use promo code TMGW20 at checkout to get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/TMGW20 or use promo code TMGW20 at checkout for 20% off your first order.
I have something that the people are going to want to talk about if they follow us.
The people?
The peoples. Dungeons and Dragons, man.
Dude, I had a Zoom with my brothers the next day because we had a family Zoom, like catch up family Zoom.
That's very cute.
My older brother's 4 years older than me. Mm-hmm. Tim is 2.5 years younger than me. They grew up playing D&D together.
Oh.
And I...
Refuse,
but also was never really invited.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also...
I know that life. I have a bunch of boy cousins.
One of those things that I was like, I don't know the beauty of this. Then I go on to do improv and, you know.
Like, all you do is role play.
Exactly. And so I told them about it and they were like, we have so much to tell you about this.
Really?
Yeah, that like the next time we play, they have so much to prepare me on.
So you're gonna have like an Eye of the Tiger montage training.
I'm gonna have my Rocky montage training session with them the next time we play. It was fun. Yeah, you guys, I'm still processing. You were amazing at it.
First of all, no, I won't. But let me just catch people up in that Hannah, for her bachelorette, because she gets married this weekend.
Yeah.
And you know that because the signature color we're supposed to wear is orange. And I currently, now, as of 10 minutes ago, have ordered 8 orange dresses that hopefully one of them doesn't look like shit.
Yeah, I have a...
Oh, my God.
Their wedding got moved from last year, and so I have a residual 5 orange dresses in my closet that were purchased last year. Yeah, I'm glad that one of the ones I bought from last year is going to work. Everything else is truly the color of a highlighter. So it's a curious color.
I have a couple dresses that could work, but like... In the dresses, I look like a girl who wears a satin dress to like go eat at Tao. You know what I mean? Like, or like,
what does that mean?
It's like, girl, like I look like I should be behind like a cake with like sparkler candles.
Oh, yeah,
who
yeah.
does like full glam
yeah.
to go get fried rice?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know,
there's, yeah.
It's like you're going to eat. Why are you dressed up so much?
Yeah,
that goes to like restaurants that are also nightclubs.
Yeah, there's not much in the way of subtle rust colored dresses that are also cocktail attire kind of esque. Yeah,
yeah, that are plain without a print. So anyway, I've ordered a bunch of dresses, but we'll see how I look. But all that to say, it's Hannah's wedding this weekend. Mm-hmm. So Hannah did Bachelorette over this past weekend, and originally last year pre-pandemic we were going to Vegas. We were doing the whole like classic Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, yeah. She wanted to do like, hey, if I'm going to do a Bachelorette, I want it to be the most cliche thing possible.
I want to get ridden by a cowboy.
Yeah.
But then this year, as we've all gotten to know ourselves better, she was like, I want to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Wonderful.
So that is what we did. And I knew we'd have a good time because it's fun people.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I could get down on getting good at this.
Right. And I wish that we could play, like, Hannah was her first time as the dungeon master, and
which sounds very sexy,
right? That I even saying that, I'm going, am I allowed to say that she did that? Because it feels like I'm exposing her in some way. Yeah, but she was very nervous about being the dungeon master for the first
time. It was amazing, you guys. She downloaded, she had this whole playlist of bard medieval style modern songs. So it was like WAP, but like medieval style.
It was like Old Town Road, but like
a lute.
It's wonderful. It's one of those that you hear it in the background and then you go, why is this familiar
Grace,
to me?
You need to be the lute.
Thank you.
In a medieval style
pentatonics. I know, it looked like an idiot.
We went fully dressed. We were like, okay, you had to make your characters in advance, and I was like, well, I'm a dwarf wizard and blah 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 and this and that. So I wore a white bob that Grace brought over, and we had cloaks and we had all this, and Grace had like a fake bow and arrow and this red wig. And
that I look like thing one and or thing two. It was, none of it made any sense. I look at Hannah's photos that look like I'm dressed as like Lara Croft Tomb Raider from the neck down, and then from the neck up, I look like that. I'm trying to look up.
You look
up,
like something from Fifth Element.
Wait, what's that movie called, like Fred? It's from the 80s.
Drop
Dead Fred. I look like Drop Dead Fred from the neck up.
No, the way you had on a long black sleeve shirt, and you're sitting across from me, and your arms are crossed, and you've got this red freak fucking crazy wig on that, and you're just like, you're scowling because you're trying to learn how to do the game.
I needed
you
to play the game.
You truly looked like you were in a straitjacket
and
in the band Prodigy, and we're about to dive into a version of
like,
smack
me that
my
wasn't
up.
Me trying to figure everything out 100%, because I need to watch it happen first and then I can process and participate. I could not participate the entire first time because I was just watching everyone understand it immediately.
No,
and I was like, I don't even get this, because it's not like I'm overthinking it. You
right.
know, like I'm going, what are the rules and how do I play this
and
game?
I was
and this
just
game's
throwing
like, there's
out
not rules.
Question. Yeah,
I know.
Exactly. I was just like, well, what if we ask the blacksmith? If
I was
he
like,
wants
you can do that.
I was just like throwing out ideas, because here's why. When you ask someone, a group of people who have never played something like to the extent of Dungeons and Dragons,
yeah,
My fear for Hannah was that none of us were going to get it, and she was going to think that, like, it was a bust. So
yeah,
for me,
it was a failure on her part, yeah, or something.
Or
yeah,
like a bad idea. Yeah. And it was a great idea. So for me, I was like, all I'm going to do is, like, keep talking,
yeah,
and throwing out questions and see if I'm getting even close to how this game is maybe possibly played.
Oh, this is, it's all it is the testament of, like, I've only played games that have specific rules and you play right by the rules. And I'm going, I can play when I play this game.
Yeah,
oh,
you can put the play in role play game. Yeah. Also, let it just be noted that we, there were a couple cool hats, et cetera, but we were the only people who dressed up.
Well, I think everyone, look, everyone dressed up in whatever
it
way they felt comfortable.
Blonde.
I think we all didn't know to what extent we were right all going to participate. I will say that I made Hannah a bride
sash. A classic bachelorette sash, D&D style.
I literally have a blister from using a glue gun aggressively for a half hour before we left to make her a sash that I'm like, where did I get this giant blister from? Oh,
girl,
because I quickly tried to do this as fast as possible.
You gotta be careful between the blood blister and the hot glue gun blister.
Apart.
We're gonna go to this wedding and you're gonna look like the brother at the end of Weird Science. Just one, like, boil.
It's gonna be a tough situation. I know, that's why I said I'm gonna get a jazzy chair, see if I can rent one before going into Hannah's wedding this weekend.
I love it. Did you know...
Uh-oh. Probably not is the answer, but I'd like to know what the,
I
what
see
the
this
things
note
are
on
that
my
I don't know.
Note. I don't know if it's all breeds, but did you know that pigs can breathe through their buttholes?
All right.
Did I make this
no,
up?
No, I didn't know this.
Did I make this up?
But
hold
you're
on
gonna have to explain this to me.
Pigs can, scientists say mammals can breathe through their butts in emergencies.
So let's say a pig gets like, a pig is on a date in the Bahamas, okay?
Anal respiration.
Okay, so like, let's say they're going to Sandals Resort because they're trying to impress someone that they're recently dating.
Oh my God, bring me,
then,
I've been looking up, I can't afford it.
Exactly, but like, let's say that they get a little like piña colada drunk during the day and they start doing handstands in the pool. You're telling me that they could potentially be underwater doing a handstand and breathing out of their butthole for as long as they need to.
Here's what I'm saying is that we might be able to. We just haven't tried. We just haven't tried hard enough.
I haven't even thought about that.
We haven't tried hard enough. We haven't tried
Look,
hard enough.
I think but, I have. That's why my eye, I broke a blood vessel in it. I was trying to breathe out of the other side.
Butt.
I couldn't breathe last night. My
you were like, Elliot.
I didn't have my Afrin close enough to me, and so I was trying to breathe out of my butthole.
No, mice, rats, and pigs in studies have all been able, they can use their intestines to breathe. Scientists discovered this by, this is literally LiveScience.com, how they describe it. Pumping oxygen up the animal's butts.
Wait, so they gave them oxygen up their butts and then saw
just
that they
like
could...
Just to, like, see. But now I think it has said that in emergency situations, like some type of respiratory failure, they will just breathe through their butts. And
for a
I'm,
limited time.
I don't know. I mean, it's... No, it says with most surviving 50 minutes.
For 50 minutes, they can breathe
I'm
out of their assholes.
Look, I really should have... written down more facts.
Can I ask you how you came across this fact?
You don't know my Google alerts.
I mean, I don't. Is no, fact.
it was like a headline. This was a headline in May 18th.
Okay.
And I had it written down and I forgot to tell you about it. But yeah, they can breathe through their butts, pigs and rats. And so what's interesting is I just really, I want to.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a quick Google. Can a human learn
to breathe through its butt or anus if you want, like a real professional version of
anus, because we are professionals and I want my FBI agent pigs can breathe through their butts. Can humans?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
This is the Live Science article.
Thank you. But there's other ones. They're on CNET. Yeah. It's basically scientists in Japan have demonstrated that mammals can absorb oxygen through their anus in case of a medical emergency. And now saying mammals sounds generalized, like we could. The rectum has a mesh of fine blood vessels just beneath the surface of its lining, which means blah, 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 bloodstream, anus, bloodstream.
Well, look, Mamrie and I are also working on this like a pitch for a movie that involves science and time travel. And Mamrie recently reached out to Hank Green to ask, what are the actual realistic things that we might be able to use so this isn't just a completely, a superficial concept, like a Freaky Friday situation. Hank has not written back.
He has not. It's been 8 days.
But I think if we approach him with now this...
we'll get his attention immediately.
Yeah, if we go, hey, Mamrie has seen that some mammals can absorb oxygen via their anus. How can she do it?
Could I learn to do that?
And also, is there a world in which she can break a Guinness World Record?
Well,
for
because
this?
It is true. When you were just saying that crazy analogy about pig handstands at sandals...
Is that wild? That's the first thing. I was like, a pig is going to be on a...
Sandals, they have that whole pig island in the Caribbean.
I think that's why I connected that they might have an in there and
but
be able to go.
But if we could learn to breathe through our butts, then technically you could go snorkeling without the head thing and just keep your butt up there. You know?
I could go, look with my eyes, breathe out of my butt.
Yeah, because when you go snorkeling, you're still so have to stay six inches from the... Your butt's still kind of
over
up there. And just like
face down, ass up. That's the way we like to snorkel.
That's the way we like to breathe through our butts. So I
am really thankful that people are covering this story and that this is a lot to think about in terms of science.
It is a lot to think about.
Wow. I mean, it's very funny, ironically, and kind of playfully. I just watched a documentary about black holes. And so they're there and they took
that
a photo
breathing.
Of them for the first time. It was beautiful.
Ooh, excuse me.
The world has become uncomfortable. I mean, it's always been uncomfortable, but, we've noticed more discomforts and we're looking to get as much comfort as we can. And one of the things that you can count on literally for comfort is Purple Mattress. Purple is comfort reinvented. Only Purple has, quote, the grid. It's a stretchy gel material that's amazingly supportive for your back and your legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips. I don't know how it does it, but it's, science. And I believe science is fantastic. Because of how it's designed, the grid doesn't trap air. Air actually circulates and flows through it, so you will never overheat. And the grid bounces back as you move and shift, unlike memory foam, which, true to its name, remembers everything. That's why memory foam has craters and divots. I've actually received and have loved the Purple Harmony pillow. It's made with Purple Hex, so it gets your total head and neck support. And just like the other products, it's got airflow that goes all through it, so you never actually feel like you have to turn your pillow over in the middle of the night because you've heated it up like a Hot Pocket. No, just me? Okay, well, then. Anyway, right now you can try Purple Mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns, and financing is available too. Purple really is comfort for an uncomfortable world, and right now you can get 10% off of an order of $200 or more. Go to purple.com/TMGW10 and use promo code TMGW10. That's purple.com/TMGW10, promo code TMGW10 for 10% off of any order of $200 or more. One more time, purple.com/TMGW10, promo code TMGW10, terms apply.
With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store. You've got better stuff to do. Just count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. When I say affordable, I seriously mean it, okay? HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. I mean, how many times have you thought about, I'd like to make this meal? And then you go to the grocery store and you're like, holy crap, that was like $1,000. And then you've got all this stuff that you don't even use all the produce and then it just goes to waste. Well, no more. HelloFresh quick and easy meals are only 15 to 20 minutes for dinners. You got breakfast on the go and more easy options, perfect for your busy lifestyle. Plus there's calorie smart choices, craft burgers, extra special gourmet, and for me, which I love, vegetarian meals. Y'all, they've got this new rigatoni pasta bake that has plant-based meat. I mean, to die for. Plus, I'm always a sucker for their other pastas and their flatbreads, and they just really knock it out of the park for vegetarian options when sometimes other meal kits can feel like it's just some random sides. These are fully crafted, curated meals. So if you want to try it out, go to HelloFresh.com/TMGW12 and use code TMGW12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Can you believe that? HelloFresh.com/TMGW12 and use the code TMGW12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's insane. Go try it out. You will not regret it. I do have another little segue.
Yeah, though. Go for it.
Now that we're talking about like pig butts and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Have you seen, it just came out, I've only seen like some stills of it. Mm-hmm. This new Netflix show, Sweet Tooth.
No, what is this?
It's based on a comic, okay. But it's a basically like animal, like kids that are like halflings. They're like half animal, half human. And like, I think the protagonist is like a little kid with like some deer antlers.
Mm-mm.
It's not my vibe.
I'm looking at it right now, but it reminds me of something else I want to talk to you about.
Oh my God. Well, I was just going to say, if you had to have a sweet tooth kid, if they were like, look,
sweet tooth meaning half
animal, half human. If they were like, look, you're pregnant, but like you have to have it injected with half a type of animal.
Yeah.
What species would you choose?
Hmm. It's very interesting.
It's interesting. I mean, I think you'd want to go for a smart animal.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, before I give my answer.
You can answer this next week. This is a toughie.
It is a toughie, but I will tell you that very in line with this, I've recently been introduced to a reality dating show from the UK called Sexy Beasts.
Yes, I know this show.
It's coming back to Netflix. Netflix just bought it and it's coming back this year or next year. It is incredible. And I highly recommend it. It's from 2014. It is from the UK, but it has all the makings of the high quality next MTV generation level.
I love me a next.
But they are wearing the most insane. So the idea is that everyone involved.
Tell the people I know.
It's a, there is one person that is, you know, the person in control of picking between three people that they're going to go on dates with.
Yes.
Everyone, all four of them, are wearing the most insane prosthetics on their whole face I've ever seen.
Yep.
It puts a, whatchamacallit, why am I blanking?
Face Off?
No. Face Off, but I'm blanking on Hotel.
Oscar's Hotel?
Oscar's Hotel. It takes that and brings it into the MTV shitty, like, superficial reality TV dating.
So hold on. So then the concept is basically like, let's see who you like based on personality because you don't know what they look like underneath these prosthetics.
Right.
Okay.
And the prosthetics you think are, you know, prosthetics are incredibly difficult to do. And, you know, the people that do them, you should charge a certain amount of money. And this kind of production probably doesn't have the money to pay them exactly like what they should be paid,
like,
in the timeline that they should do it. So the prosthetics are incredible for what they have to deal with.
Yeah.
And these contestants look, there's only been two on the entire, like, eight. It's been one season that exists.
Right.
And now it's getting picked up for another season. I've only recognized maybe two people that I have not been surprised by when they get taken out of the prosthetics.
And I'm going to watch the shit out of it.
But at the very end. Okay. So it's three people.
Well, I get surprised when on the first episode of Drag Race,
when people de-drag
and are like, ooh, he's trade of the year.
Exactly. This is literally, so they have three people that they can choose from. They narrow it down to two. So they get to see the person that they rejected out of their makeup.
Like in your face.
And then they.
I'm not actually a pig.
We watch. watch them and the other two contestants react to this person out of drag or out of prosthetics. And then next round, they send someone else home. We see them react to each other. Okay. Then the final round, they see each other. And then they can decide if they want to show up at the bar.
Wearing the pig stuff.
No, no, no. To have the date. So like they decide if they want to show up. People have been left at the bar. Like after they've seen what each other look like out of the prosthetics.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful show. I can't wait for it to come back.
I feel like you just pitched it to me.
It's incredible.
I feel like I've had to decide whether I'm going to put it on the air or not.
I've been losing my mind about it. And then to learn that Netflix has already picked it back up, I'm like, thank God.
This is the best news
ever. Someone needs
to
take this art and run with it.
Such
fantastic.
Good news for you. Oh, but speaking of, what is this saying? Oh, de-dragging and stuff.
Yeah.
I went out and I went to like, I've gone to restaurants and things like that. We went out to restaurants and bars in Mexico, but this past week was the first time I went out to like a bar.
Oh yeah.
Because I was in Palm Springs for two nights.
Oh my God. This week I've handed in my academic papers. Like this has been the longest week of
the longest week of all time. Yeah. You handed
in. Yeah, you were
in,
down in Palm Springs.
You
I totally
in
forgot
papers.
About that.
I got fucking shit faced.
I saw a curious video of you in a bar.
No, I wasn't in a bar. I was in pajamas.
No. That's a separate one. I'm saying the one the night before I saw of you in a bar just kind of singing to a song.
Singing to Mariah Carey. Yeah. It was karaoke night
but
everywhere.
Then I saw an even more curious video the next night.
Anyway, enough about my curious videos. But I hadn't been to a bar in forever. And I also realized I hadn't been to just a straight up gay bar in Palm Springs because when we go to Palm Springs,
we
buy like
home.
Groceries and we don't leave the house.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever been to a gay bar in Palm Springs. No.
It's wild.
Really?
First of all, the one we went into, and maybe it's just like a year indoors made me a prude.
Sure.
But like we go into it and it's just like paintings of cocks.
Okay.
Like hyper realistic. I put one up on my Instagram and I edited it and put a heart over it because I was like, it will get flagged.
And this is on the heels of being down in Mexico and seeing the orchid coming out of an actual vagina.
A vagina. No, but I just forgot. I was like, oh, right. Like I was always bartending and I always just go to like, you know, boring ass cocktail straight people bars. And then I went to the gay bars and I was like, oh, right. Like people are in their underwear and like a leather strap around their neck. And that's just like the vibe. And I was just like, I was living. It was the first day of Pride. And like everyone was just having a good time. And I mean, luckily we saw some video of the actual weekend because it was Memorial Day weekend and it was packed. And I was like, there's not a chance in hell I would do that. I want my empty ass gay bar.
Yeah.
But it was really great. It was fantastic.
But you did that and then you played Dungeons and Dragons. And so
you threw a party the night before that.
Yeah. So you've had a full fantasy weekend.
Yes, I've been living all my fantasies.
Yeah, all of them. In the real world, as the real world has opened up,
wow.
Ironically.
What if you could just be kissing and breathing through your butthole?
That means that you could kiss underwater for 50 minutes straight.
Or just like when you're kissing, if you're to be like, oh, man, if you had a stuffy nose.
But what?
And you're
okay.
Like, I can't make out because I'm going to be trying to get water off the side of my mouth like I'm an Olympic swimmer.
Right, but does that mean that you fart out of your mouth? Different than a burp.
We've talked about this before.
Right. Do you do it out of your ears? Does it find other orifices to get out of? How does
Did
it get
your
out?
Eye try to fart? And that's what
it's possible. Look, all. I didn't wear my sleep mask last night. So it's possible that my face just let itself do whatever it wanted last night.
Oh my God. Did you know that like there's a condition where 1 in 1,500 people can make themselves get goosebumps?
Make themselves get goosebumps, you know, by like, just thinking of something,
by just going like do goosebumps. Isn't that crazy? Like right now, let's see right now if we can try to make ourselves get goosebumps.
Well, it's just getting anxiety. And I don't know if I want to do that for myself right now. I spend every hour trying to not do that for myself. So I don't know if I really want to show how good I am at making that.
I get goosebumps easily, like emotionally easily. But I'm always just like, check that out. Goosebumps.
So like, you know what really gives me goosebumps?
What?
Well, do you have something that you know for sure gives you goosebumps?
Like, yeah, the performance from Susan Boyle. Just kidding.
No, just but kidding. That's for me. Anyone that can sing, I get goosebumps. Oh, really? Anyone that can sing or dance, I immediately will get goosebumps.
Really?
Yeah. Even like it's any level of singing, any level of like, I think it's when someone genuinely puts themselves out there.
Okay.
I get such intense emotional connection to.
Are you getting goosebumps because of their talent or because of their bravery?
Both, because I will not get goosebumps if someone is really bad at the thing that they're putting themselves out there on.
Then you'll
Susan
get
Boyle, I will get goosebumps from because it's an inevitable talent, regardless of, you know, the person or whatever. Someone confidently putting themselves out there without like you know, talent to back it up. I don't. Yeah, I will get it from someone that's genuinely like in, I guess, what you could call like a flow state. Like someone that's like that. In it. Yeah.
You know what makes me immediately cry?
What?
Kids being accepted.
Oh my God, Sam! Oh my God.
There was a Subaru commercial, y'all. Oh. There was a Subaru commercial that destroyed me for a year. Where like, you know what I mean? Where like the dad drops a little girl off of the bus and she's like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Oh.
And then she gets up there and then she's I got him on my legs. And then like the dad's watching and he looks back up and she's laughing and she's made new friends.
They're all actors. Those are actors. And I have to remind myself that they're getting paid. They're getting residuals for that commercial.
I hope so, because she deserved every penny. That kid was a star.
But I will say, when I do watch like what's his face's E.T. audition,
yes,
that
so
will
good.
Every single time make my whole body every hair goes what
go up, every hair goes what
what, why?
Oh, but speaking of putting yourself out there,
yeah,
I just saw that I've never watched a single episode of America's Got Talent. For me, it's not dialed in enough. It's like one person's spinning plates, the next person's doing impressions, the third person's doing ventriloquism, and the next person is
there's no way to
a harpist.
Yeah, it's very difficult to compare them to each other.
Yeah, I'm like, what does Sofia Vergara know about this Chinese gymnastics team?
I did recently see that Sofia Vergara is a judge on
that. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm going, why not America?
Well, okay. Well, it's great. Yeah. Her and Heidi Klum and what's his face that called
Simon
me a cunt.
Simon Cowell. Yeah. And
no, Howie Mandel.
Oh.
But so anyway, I was watching it and they had these like little bitty dancers come out.
Yeah.
And it was from what's her face's dance studio from
Abby Lee Miller?
No, from Drag Race.
Oh, Alyssa Edwards, yeah.
And she comes out and she's like, oh, this is my babies or whatever. And her hair is this incredible silver wig. It's nuts. You got
to
watch it.
She is God. It's not closer to God. She is God. She is God. Point.
The kids did this amazing dance to Todrick's Hands, Lips, Hair, Nails, Body Parts. That song. And they were killing it, but it was very much like kind of drag moves.
Yeah.
Like in a fun way. I was like, I never got the option to dance like that when I was little. When I was little, it would be like, do you want to do a dance to Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy or Mr. Postman?
You know what I mean? Both of them don't support women, but...
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just the men have jobs. But it would just be like, don't get under that apple tree with anyone else but me.
Like,
and like, oh, we're really... Six, we got the jam.
Well, that's the...
These kids got it all.
Legendary is the thing that we have to watch.
I've watched 5 episodes. I'm not into it.
Okay. Never mind then.
Sorry.
But I follow on.
The judges are too mean.
Too mean? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. For some reason, like, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's on HBO Max. It's like the Voguing, the ball.
Yeah.
It's like the ball competitions, in which some of the teams are good, but I just like, it never hit its rhythm. Like, there wasn't any warmth to it.
I started following Best of Vogue on TikTok.
Ooh.
And it's great, but I can't tell if maybe some of the clips are pulled from that show itself, so
well,
I don't know.
I love Voguing, but here's the facts, Jax.
Okay.
How do people do that thing where they're just duck walking?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
My knees, I can barely bend down to pick up dirty panties.
I can't. I don't know why, like, if I'm bending down, my torso's not straight up. I'm bending down because my torso went down and my knees have to catch up and help my torso come back up.
These people squat down to the ground and then just like, they just like centipede.
Yeah.
They centipede across the dance floor.
It's incredible. So there might be some sort of jealousy happening here that the show's not that bad.
I think it's, yeah, the show is great. My knees are just mad because when we go work out, I do one squat and I'm like, Ross, turn up the volume on this song. Everyone's going to hear. It sounds like someone's crumbling up a piece of paper to throw in the trash.
That's, the cracks in my body have increased in a way that is concerning to me.
Yes. The pops and cracks. And
yeah, that my shoulders.
I'm truly a Rice Krispies box.
Literally, my shoulders and knees and hips. All of the more significant parts of like the bends in my body that need to support itself have started expressing themselves in ways that I've never heard before.
Yeah, is there anything worse? Of course, there's a million things worse. But you know what's terrible is when you're getting a little, frisky.
Yeah.
I'll say frisky.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like hip cracks. Yep. And then you're like, oh, you didn't know you were having sex with an 80-year-old?
And you're like, where's your white noise machine? Why haven't we turned this all
Yo,
the
DJ,
way?
Yo, DJ, pump that fan noise.
Wow.
Oh, man. Well, Granny's exhausted.
Yep.
I mean, I've got other things to talk about, but I say we save it.
Let's save it.
Hopefully we'll have some stories from Hannah's wedding to tell you.
Yeah, and if we don't, that means some shit went down. I'm just kidding. But we will have, fingers crossed, look out.
Yes,
we will
yes.
have some really cool new merch happening. And if you... Oh, I was wearing our sweatshirt earlier. Mm. I think I took it off because I felt like I've only been wearing our merch the last couple days.
We've got
your hands on whatever we have available because we're not necessarily restocking the stuff that we currently have in our DFTBA store.
Right. Yeah. I know we're like really low on sweatshirts and we're not going to restock them. They might come back later, but we are going to add a couple things that we think are super fucking cute and cool.
Yep.
And then also, sorry to be like, let me kind of announce things, but not official. We're also starting to finally get some tour dates offered to us.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we will be announcing some live shows.
Look to the fall, October, November, December-ish time. Yeah,
exactly. Well, okay. Well,
I'm tired. I have one eye that's bleeding. I gotta save myself.
This got weird.